You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 45. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, Brand and Communication Strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential. Francesca Thorne is our guest today, and Fran is the founder and CEO of the Australian Women's Network. AWN aims to bring together an extensive network of successful women while providing them with the right resources to enable them to reach their full potential and achieve greatness through structured networking events and learning opportunities. AWN recognised the tide is changing and that gender parity is improving with more female representation on company boards and women in C-level executives roles. However, there's still more to be done, and AWN is going to play a pivotal role in championing the cause by bringing women together in a supportive and collaborative network environment where they can share and learn from each other. I love it. So on today's show, Fran's going to share why trust is so important, especially when it comes to your team members who are advocates of each other's success. Having the strength and courage to seek to work together to lift each other up, as well as finding out how together with the advice of industry leaders, thought leaders, and a broader network, you can achieve anything. So welcome to the show, Fran.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Look, I'm so excited to speak with you because as I was preparing the show notes and reading through all of the incredible plans and vision that you have for the network, I really see that you've got similar values and goals that women in leadership has as well. So it's such an honor to speak to you today.
Thank you, and it's an honour to be on your amazing station.
You've also got some incredible background, so insights and wisdom. If I've just read through some of the successes, I mean, you were in a trailblazing role as the first female distribution manager at a major national Melbourne-based company. You're now the founder and CEO of a global business, which is Australian Women's Network. It is global. You're the director of Magnum Signs. You were in Who's Who 2015 and 2016, and a recent Telstra Business Women nomination for 2016. Just incredible.
Thank you. Yes, it's been quite an eventful few years, but loved it.
I think so many women, when they're thinking about their careers, whether they're in business or they're working for an organization, can sometimes have a vision. They can sometimes have a dream, but for some reason, you know, fear, maybe the fear of judgment, the fear of failing, the tall poppy syndrome, which we know, unfortunately, in some industries and some instances as well, and truly alive. You've obviously gone out and you have been that trailblazer. When you think back, you look back, insights and hindsight can be a wonderful teacher. What would you say was some of the key wisdom that people might have shared? Maybe you had a mentor. What was it you think that drove you, that really continued to move you forward to achieve some of these things?
One of the main things that over my 30 years in the corporate world was trust. Trust is one of the most important members, advocates of each other's success. And I think if you can have the trust, that builds the strength and courage to seek each other's work together, and you lift each other up, because I think these days, today, people need that, the trust, the strength and the courage, because we're all so busy and we've all got so much on. But what most people forget to do is find the how and together. Mm-hmm. Working with industry leaders through a broader network where members can achieve anything, and that was one of the reasons that I founded Australian Women's Network, because it's a platform for people to have those key elements.
Mm-hmm. No, we were able to speak before we started recording this, and one of the things that you said, and I wanted to just share, is that when you were thinking about beginning this network, you just reached out, you picked up the phone, and you spoke to people who you knew were up to really great things in their particular industry to really share more about the network and would love, you know, the opportunity for them to come on board. Sometimes people are fearful of picking up the phone and having that conversation. Do you think because you really were so clear on your why, what you wanted to achieve, and the fact that you really wanted to surround you, and you were all about collaborating, you wanted to surround yourself and the network with people who had similar values and were up to great things. Do you think that that was your why that really got you to just pick up the phone and have that conversation?
Exactly, Anne-Marie, because that was the first thing. I've always said to people, if you know the why, you can achieve anything you want. Mm. And that was one thing I knew straight away. I knew my why. I knew how I was going to do it. And basically, I took it from that level. If anyone's going to start something, find out your why.
Yeah.
It's no good going out there and thinking, I'm going to do this and this, and you don't know what a why is. You're just lost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's how I basically thought. And I think women need to do that. I think they need to know what their why is.
Yeah.
And that's with anything in life, whether you're in business or thinking of, you know, changing your job, you know, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. And I think also too, sometimes when we look a little bit deeper around the why, it really is very closely aligned with what we stand for. And often the things that we stand for, when they push little triggers, it really fires us up into action. I know a lot of my why is around inspiring hope and possibility. And so if I see someone negating someone else or putting them down, or even internally someone, you know, not really seeing their own strength, I just can't help but get in there and inspire some, you know, some positivity. And so I think that that's what you said is so important. We have to know what our why is, because that'll often be what gets us up, gets us on the phone, and even in times where we might doubt ourselves. Have you found that to be true too?
And definitely, Anne-Marie. One thing that I really would encourage, especially women, to do is, but if you don't pick up the phone and ask that person, you never know whether they're going to say yes or no. If they say no, look at it as a positive, because that a lot of people think, oh, they've said no again and again and again. It's the old story, like when you go for a job and you send out 100 applications, you know, don't give up. There is someone out there waiting for you. It's no different. I rang and picked up the phone. I rang 10 CEOs of companies, and they're all beside me. They're supporting me because they believed in, you know, about inspiring greatness. Mm-hmm. And that's my tagline, Australian Women's Network, inspiring greatness. So don't ever be afraid. Pick up the phone and give it a go. Mm. What's the worst thing they're going to do and say is no? You know, you may get all yeses and surprise yourself.
That's right. And that just beautifully segues into an area that you are passionate about. And it really is having the strength and courage to seek to work together to lift each other up. And I know before the call, we were talking about how I think in Australia, many businesses, men and women in business, tend to be quite, the word is not averse, but a little bit hesitant to collaborate, to reach out to people who may be working in similar industries, to collaborate and really, you know, join alliances. And I don't know what that might be, the reason. I mean, everyone has their own reasons. But let's talk a little bit about the importance, because I know that you are such a trailblazer for wanting to create collaborative spaces, which is one of the reasons you've established the network. What would you say to someone who's listening today who maybe has in the past been a little bit hesitant to reach out and ask someone to collaborate?
In the past, you know, I've always said to people, you know, the old story is you learn from the past or you learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said to people, the more mistakes you do, the better you are. For inspiring and feeling good, you know, you have to feel good. Whether you're working from home or working in an office or your car is your office, you know, you get up, you get dressed, and you go to your office. Now, that could be in the study, that could be, as I said, wherever, in the park. But it's put yourself in that position where I am the CEO of a multi-million-dollar business, and this is what I'm going to achieve today. So set yourself your goals and listen to what your inner self says, you know, because before you take anything to the next step, Anne-Marie, I've always found, if you can't move on if you don't know who you are.
It's important, isn't it?
What's my purpose? It is, you know. What's my purpose today? What am I going to achieve today? So my vision, my goal every day is when I get up, my goal is to inspire one person a day. Now, if I can do that every day, I'm a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to achieve 100 people's. You can't, you know. And if you can, good luck to you. But if you can inspire one person a day, you know, and that makes you feel really good, go for it. So expectations, people will put themselves under so much pressure that I've got to get this budget and I've got to get this and I've got to get that. No, look at the picture. You're running your own business. How can I achieve this? And I hear so many people say, oh, get up, go to work, go home. And I say, well, you need to change. The job's not going to change. You need to change.
Mm-hmm. Something I think that you said, and many of us really, it's such a powerful reminder. When we're looking at collaborating, sometimes the fact that we aren't aware of our gifts, our strengths, our talents, the unique elements that we bring to the table can sometimes make us a little bit hesitant to reach out, because we are so often, I think we women just can do this so well, we so often look at what other women are doing and go, wow, if only I could be more like her, if only I could do this, if only I could do that. And by doing that, we actually negate what can often come so naturally to us and our strengths as well. Do you find that women often degrade themselves or don't really see just how incredible they are in certain areas, but they do see these in other people?
Anne-Marie, I see that every single day, both in men and women. Mm. And, you know, it's the old story of in the days, oh, did you go and buy that from the $2 shop? It doesn't matter where, what you're wearing or what, as long as you feel good. And a few years ago, a friend of mine was really struggling at work. She couldn't move on. She said, Fran, I've just become a stalemate. So I said, I'm coming around to pick you up. We went shopping. We went into Target. And I said, I feel like buying myself some lingerie. We brought, she said, oh, why did you? And I said, look, let's get a pigeon pair. We got a pigeon pair, the same, different sizes, of course. And I said, how do you feel? She goes, oh, I feel sexy. You know, and all it took was I went and took her shopping to get some lingerie, nice matching set. And the husband rang me and said, my wife is just feeling so sexy every day, Fran. What have you done to her? And I said, I actually did nothing. All we did is went shopping and bought some lingerie. Mm. So if it's something as simple as going buying yourself a nice pair of undies and bra, or going getting your hair done or getting your nails done, you know, if you feel good within yourself, everything is perfect. You know, even if you're having a bad day, I always say to people, go outside and just take some deep breaths right down to your belly. And I've got a lot of friends that do yoga and all that sort of stuff, and they keep telling me, Fran, you've got to get into this yoga. And I'm like, yeah. But I find sometimes if I'm, you know, I live out in the country now, just taking in some deep breaths right down, I feel like a load has been taken off me. And life is what you make it. Mm. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you know, take control.
Yeah.
Take control of your life, and everything is just amazing.
Perception and perspective on anything that is happening to us can make a huge difference as far as, you know, the decisions that we make, the actions that we take, and how we let that situation affect us. And talking about letting situations affect us, I remember on one of the shows, we were talking similar to our discussion that we're having about how women can sometimes let a no or maybe a negative comment stop them, hold them back from taking that step forward and doing what they need to do in order to achieve their dreams. And, you know, we all know and love Oprah. And I think that when she first started, she was told, you're never going to make it on TV. You just don't have what it takes. But there was someone else that we know very well. And she was told when she was young, look, you can't sing. You really can't sing. So please do not continue. And I don't know if you know, but that was actually Beyonce. She was told she can't sing, and it's like, are you kidding? So I do think that there are some people who are, thinking to themselves, my goodness. So sometimes, you know, for some people, being told they can't do something actually is the impetus. But I know for so many others, we kind of just fall into that belief of what these people are telling us, which is incredibly sad, isn't it?
It is, and I think what I've always said, if you tell me, Fran, no, you can't do it, Anne-Marie, I'll make sure I'll find a way of doing it. It's not about proving you. It's about saying, no, I can do this, you know, and I will do this, and I'll find a way. You know, if I have to ask, and that was one thing I've learnt this year with, you know, with personal things that have gone on, is the hardest thing in my life has been to ask for help, because I've, at first, all these years, I can't ask for help. People think I'm a failure. But what I've learnt this year with the trauma I've had with personal things in my life is I've stood up and said, Anne-Marie, can you please give me a hand, or can you please help me where to go? And You know, and all it is, and I've always said, stand up and be proud of who you are. Don't look at the floor because it's not going to smile up and say, do you need a hand?
Now, one of the biggest lessons that I have learned is that so often we can presume, and I've been told over and over again, and one of my mentors as well always says, don't assume anything, Anne-Marie. But you know how our inner voice will say, oh, they're probably going to say this or this, or they're thinking this or this. And I've got a colleague of mine who often will say, Anne-Marie, stop it. Just go and, you know. But how often that we just have this internal conversation, the yada, 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 and it stops us. And we don't say something. How many people have sat and just gone through something that they desperately needed help, but they just didn't reach out because they thought, well, people will think I'm silly, they'll judge me, that kind of thing. I think what you say so beautifully, please don't assume, don't perceive them to be thinking one way or another, because that's often not the case at all. If you ask, I mean, exactly. I'm sure people just lovingly reached out and said, sure, what do you need? I'm sure that's what happened to you too.
100%. And, you know, just with my husband having his stroke this year, I was like, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this. And I've had a very close friend say to me, Fran, you're not God. We are here to help. And you've got to start learning to accept that. And if someone comes up to you and says, can I help? Say yes. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid, you know, because that would make that person feel so good that they've helped you today. And, you know, if it's reaching out, I've walked down the street and I've seen, you know, just recently I was up in the country and I was about to cross the road in Echuca, and this old lady was standing there waiting and waiting. Not one car would stop to let her go past. So I actually went up and said, do you want to go somewhere? And she was trying to get across the road. And I said, she said, they won't stop. And I said, they'll stop, trust me. So she held my arm and we stopped the traffic. And she said, but they stopped for you. And I'm like, I'm going to be old one day and I hope someone does the same for me. And when she got across the road, she kissed me and said, thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about how, together with the advice of industry leaders and thought leaders in a broader network, we can achieve anything.
Pick up the phone and give it a go. It's no different when people say, oh, look, I'd like to donate, but I haven't got the time to do it. All you have to do is remember a few things. You know, if you don't pick up the phone and call that person, someone else is going to do it. It doesn't matter who it is. I've had a lot of women say, oh, look, but I wouldn't be able to get to the senior manager. Why not? You can. You can do anything if you want to. The old story, the sky's the limit. I've always said, you know, look, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have aspirations. You've got to find, you know, what's your purpose and how am I going to inspire? How am I going to achieve greatness? And at AWN, I've always said to anyone that comes along, you're an extension of the brand of our network, embodies many elements. So it's not about me. It's about, so all of the members of AWN are an extension because you're good in what you do. You can help, you can provide, you've got the resources, you've got the people. But when you want to pick up something and say, okay, I want to go to the next level, I want to bring in some new products, I want to design something, do your homework, but also ask. You know, everyone rings up Mr. Google or sends a message to Mr. Google, but pick up the phone and ask one of the suppliers that you're doing. They're doing exactly the same and see if they'll work with you. A lot of people will say no. Just try it and go to the top. Just believe in yourself and find the confidence. You know your purpose. You know your why. And it just all falls into place.
It certainly does. And it certainly has for you too, as you're continuing to create this incredible network, Australian Women's Network. And what you've talked about today, I know, are the exact principles that you've done to build the network. So tell us a little bit about the vision that you have for this incredible network. And then we'll also share with people how they can find out more and how they can also become part of this incredible growing membership.
I sat down with a friend and I said, you know, how do we actually get people to come and join this network? If you can have a mission, my mission at AWN was to help women harness and develop their amazing leadership qualities, as well as to speed up the empowerment of women through a 360-degree leadership development and a professional global network. Because I thought if you can actually have a mission, you've got a strong focus and a strong mission, our vision and our values about trust and strength and courage and the growth, So what we try to do at AWN is identify some key gurus that can be here at the beginning for guidance, for help. I've picked up the phone and asked for help.
Mm.
And the people have come and said, hey, I'm doing the same thing. Let's work together. And that's what we've done. Whether it's raising money for an organization, whether it's, you know, someone's trying to teach young girls to go to the next step in life, everyone's got a purpose. But if you had everyone in the room, you know, if you had 100 people in the room with 100 different purposes, how awesome would you feel that those 100 people are all got a similar purpose or a same purpose, but they've all got a different perspective how to do it, but their focus is all the same vision.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Oh, it is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is. In fact, one of our logo or our mantra for the Ambitious Entrepreneur Network, which is we host Women in Leadership podcast, is making a difference together. Because, exactly. You know, individually, sure, we can have some impact. But guess what? If you get a like-minded community of passionate, inspired, empowered people, my goodness, the impact that we collaboratively can have as that community is incredible. And yeah. I know that that's exactly what AWN is all about as well. How can people find out more about the network, Fran?
You can go to the website. It's www.australianwomensnetwork.com, and you can have a look there, have a look around. And once you decide, you know, gee, I like this, you can go to the members page, you can sign up, become a member. You get your actual own log on and you'll get sent an email saying, thank you very much for logging on. It's $131.60 per year for you to register. You put in all your business details, who you are, what you are, what you want to promote, and you start networking with other like-minded people. Now, whether it's you're a photographer or whether you sell music or whatever, you know, my philosophy is, doesn't matter I've got 100 photographers on there. It's the purpose where they are, who they were, but they could all help each other. Because you go to an event, you don't have one photographer. When I had my event earlier this year, I had 12 photographers and I had media. So not everyone captures something different, but when you put it in one basket, wow.
Everyone brings their uniqueness to whatever experience that they're creating, and I'm all about collaboration as well. And guess what? Exactly. There is so much business in this world and opportunities for everybody. And I say, look, let's just partner together, align together, and have fun while we're doing it. It's all about having fun.
And you're right, Anne-Marie, and I think that's what people forget. They take everything too serious, you know. Our life, we're here for hopefully a long time, but live life to the fullest every day. Get up and say, thank you, God, and just go for it, you know, and enjoy it. And at the end of the day, you think, wow, look what I achieved. And if you didn't achieve anything, don't punish yourself, because that's what we do a lot. Women say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Okay, you can't change that. So put it on the agenda tomorrow and see, okay, I didn't do it yesterday. Let me see if I can do it today.
Absolutely.
But go for it. Don't stand back and wait for it to come to you.
For sure. Look, thank you so much for coming on the show, Fran. Of course, we'll have all of those details on the show notes. To get the show notes, annemariecross.com/podcast45, annemariecross.com/podcast45. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Fran.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie.
So just before we go, a reminder that we have our Breakthrough Roundtable talking all about your compelling message, how to create influence instantly in a noisy marketplace so you get noticed, hired, and paid what you're worth by your ideal client. So if you're someone who's struggling to get clear on your message, maybe you are at a networking event, you know, that opportunity where that microphone gets handed to you and you're about to introduce yourself and guess what? You freeze or the words just come out like a garbled mess. Well, imagine if you could just create this compelling message and introduce yourself. Speak directly to the heart of your customer and do that in a confident manner. Well, guess what? You can. To book a table at the round table, and it is virtual so that you can attend no matter where you are in the world, just go to annemariecross.com/breakthrough roundtable, annemariecross.com/breakthrough roundtable. Now, that brings us to the end of another show. I know that you have been inspired and empowered, and if you're not already a member of AWN, please go and do that. You can see that Fran is such an incredible woman. She's attracting an incredible other women and men to become part of the network to support you, whether you are in business or whether you are working for someone else. So please go and join the network. If you haven't already subscribed to our iTunes channel, please do that. Every single week, we have another incredible guest sharing their insights to support you in reaching your full potential. So have a fantastic week. Thanks again, Fran.
Thank you very much, Anne.